Hello, listener, and you're welcome back to another episode of Evie Unbounded. As always, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane, and this is my podcast about showcasing all the amazing women who are breaking down the barrier. And we are real unbounded in the space. Today's our guest is someone who was spontaneously brought into my life by one of our mutual friends. After I learned more about this person, I became more intrigued into who she is, her journey, and her mission. And she's an entrepreneur, a CEO, and a kick-ass woman founder behind this new popular sexual wellness brand. Exciting. I'm very excited about it because after you're like age of 40 for me, for women, I think I just kind of disclosed my age. A lot of my girlfriend was talking about what can we do and what we learn about ourselves. And sexuality is one of the things is that for us in the early time, we were kind of embarrassed or ashamed about it. So now we're just starting to feel more comfortable and explore that. And so I'm so glad we have women like you and trying to come up with, you know, stuff that we were kind of ashamed or embarrassed to talk about and bring those products to us. So thank you, Felicia. And then for starting the company Rooney, right? So how you come up with that name and what is it? I mean, I know what it is, but I want you to tell the audience what it is. Yeah.
And so what's the name? Rooney is actually my childhood nickname, and it's what most people call me. So like my parents call me that, my friends call me that, my cousins, like everyone in my life calls me Rooney. And so I knew that when I was starting, this is actually like my second company. And when I was starting this one, I really wanted it to have like my personal flair and my personal taste. And I knew because this like topic was sensitive that I had to really show people that I was going for it. And so I was like, I'm giving it my nickname. And, but like everyone still calls me Rooney. So like even people that work with me, work for me, like they all call me Rooney. So it's just so funny because we have like Rooney the business and then Rooney the person, me. But it's just my nickname.
But
so
it is part of you. You know, I now I understand why you name Rooney, and it is the name that everybody like you call you, your family, your friends, and that's what you grew up with. It's perfect. I think it's a perfect name.
Yeah. Right. And also like I knew that people would die when they heard what I was doing because I mean, I went from like lawyer to beauty to sexual wellness, and like each thing kept getting like progressively like further away from the track that I guess people anticipated. So I was like, I want to be as shocking as possible and literally give it my name. Well, yeah. So that's what I did.
I you just like me, we like the recovery attorney here, so I always find it really cool, especially for another woman that, you know, or recovery attorney and got into another industry that a complete different form what we were training for, right? I know. So were you ever practicing as an attorney?
Yeah, I did. I was a real estate attorney. And so I was in-house at a development company, you know, like doing letters of intent and financing and all that stuff. And it was great and it was fun, but I didn't practice for that long. But I had worked at this specific development company throughout law school as well. So it felt like I practiced for forever. But, you know, the pandemic was like hit and I had this like small beauty company. And then that started taking off and I couldn't do both things. And then I was like, all right, like bye-bye law, here goes beauty. And so that's what happened.
Wait, so the small business, you have a beauty company, and what beauty company is that?
So it was a beauty company with gummies. We did it with an influencer called Summer Rae. She has like 27 million followers on Instagram. And the beauty company was called Emerace Beauty. It was very successful, still successful. And, you know, it really, once we got Summer involved, it really just like hit the ground running. And it was a really great introduction into business, into beauty, because I had always used beauty products, but I never sold them. So definitely, and much different from law, but yeah. It was great. I learned so much. But I also learned why I wanted to like pivot out of beauty and into sexual wellness. And I think, you know, beauty brands sort of fill the void that the beauty industry creates. So it gives a lot of women pause, right? Because we're always told you need to look a certain way. You need to do a certain thing. You have to wear certain clothes. You have to have a certain body type.
Yeah.
And then beauty brands come in and answer those questions, right? With products and with clothes and with makeup and all of these different things. And while that has a place and a time and was really great for my career, it wasn't what I was wanted to dedicate my life to. I really wanted to dedicate my life to like women being their most authentic selves. And
I
I knew
love
sexual
that.
Wellness was a way to do that. So I pivoted again.
Sorry, we got disconnected. I'm so sorry, Felicia. Okay, so I just want to ask the question again, because I know being a lawyer and somehow you got into beauty industry and then the sexual awareness, how that transition for you and what made you change from that to the next and the next?
Okay, so I mean, I feel like you understand being a lawyer, you're always representing the bar, your client, whatever you think, you feel, you want to do always comes like secondary.
Yeah.
And I felt like my personality, because I'm like super crazy, I wear crazy things, I say crazy things, I have like always lots of makeup on, except for today. Like today's the one
you
day
know
that
it,
I'm really
but your skin is beautiful. You look great.
Oh, thank you. That would be the filter put on by Zoom. There's a filter on Zoom, I'm sure.
Whatever work.
Yeah.
It looked great
but,
to me.
Oh, thank you. And you as well.
Thank you.
And I was just like, I am not showing up as myself and I'm just not happy. And so when I started doing this like side beauty thing, I realized how happy I was, even though I was working like, I mean, and I'm sure you know this too as a lawyer, like sometimes you work until like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Like I would still come back from my job as a lawyer and work on this side hustle. It didn't matter to me and
Wow.
It made me so happy.
Yeah.
I was doing it from like 3 a.m. to like 6 a.m. and then like sleeping for 2 hours and then going to the office. So I was doing too much, but it made me so happy. And I was like, okay, this is what I actually have to do. And it was just such a great experience for me. But like I said, I love beauty because I like using products. I use a host of different products, but I didn't feel like that's where I wanted to leave my mark. And so that's when I transitioned into sexual wellness. And while the CBD is like one of our ingredients, we're actually phasing out CBD soon. And we're going heavy into adaptogenic mushrooms because we already have two adaptogenic mushrooms. But basically, Rooney, our main hero product is called the Play Primer.
Oh, I saw that. I'm on your website. And then I think it was something like a complete sold out. Everybody wanted it. And yeah, what's so great? I'm sure it's great, but what is it? What's the magic in that?
Okay, so first of all, you have to send me your address so that I could send you like our merch and also like a shit ton. I just wore, but a lot of product.
It's okay. This is for adults.
Yeah. I'm like, because I saw your son there and I was like, oh my gosh.
No,
I always tell people that work with me, I'm always like, okay, you have to, like, if anyone's around, like, just say speakerphone because, like, I will. I'll definitely swear. But, it's honestly play primer, just like the name says, it's supposed to prime you for play.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's like foreplay or actual intercourse, basically it's a serum designed for sex that enhances blood flow to your more sensitive regions for bigger, better, faster orgasms. And
wow.
The adaptogenic mushrooms, it's honestly, it's amazing. It's right here. It's so chic. So cute.
So cute. It's sexy looking. And it's red.
So sexy. So cute. Okay. You're the first person to know this other than the internal team. We're actually doing like a very, this is fine for travel.
Uh-huh.
It's like totally within the guidelines of air travel.
Oh, because I travel all the time. So all my stuff, you know that.
You know. And like, this is something that like,
me and you
so
would get
cute.
Each other.
Yeah, you like wouldn't be embarrassed if it fell out at TSA. But the one thing is, like when I travel,
uh-huh.
like any beauty products that I have or supplements or anything that like are too big, even though this is like literally smaller than my palm,
mm-hmm.
I won't bring them. So we're making for holidays like these little travel sizes that are beyond and look like little lip glosses. Like they're smaller
Ooh.
Than a tampon, basically. So cute. And the product is amazing. It's full of hydrators. There's only six ingredients. It's aloe vera, CBD, the two adaptogenic mushrooms, vitamin E, and hyaluronic acid. So
why is the mushroom so powerful? Like, I can see how you were trying to, your ingredient mostly is the arjadashi mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
What's so magical about it? I mean, I know, like, I love mushrooms, just to let you know, but I'm just saying how that helped in this product. Yeah.
You know what? It's so interesting because mushrooms have been used for thousands of years in a host of different cultures for a host of different reasons. Sometimes they're anti-inflammatory. Sometimes they can increase libido. And so the adaptogenic mushrooms that we've chosen specifically are, one, amazing for hydration. And that's one of the things when you're thinking about sexual wellness that people don't actually think about. Because you're not thinking about, like, pre-hydrating the area and getting it ready. But that's something that you have to think about. So the two adaptogenic mushrooms that we've used are, number one, hydrators, and number two, interact with the other actives to increase libido. So we've chosen them specifically for those two reasons. And I have had every single person that uses it, even the early adopters, like the people that were testing it out for me, they're like, I'm skeptical. I don't know. Like, what makes this different from other lubes? And I'm like, what makes this different from other lubes is that it has clean, active ingredients.
Okay.
That, number one, you could eat. Like, this is totally edible. We say you could put it in and around your mouth.
Hey, and number fun. Two,
literally, that's the thing.
This, like, is going to be more fun. You know
it's
what?
So fun.
My whoever partner, future partner, whatever, would love you for it. They're going to be like, whoever came up with that product, thank you.
It is. I can tell you, like, this is something where with beauty, skincare, there's always a lipstick that someone's like, oh my God, this is my holy grail. And it's like, sure, that looks right on your skin tone, but it looks like crap
terrible
on mine.
Yeah, exactly.
This is not like that because it's not, you're not going for something that's like a visual or aesthetic, right? Like, it's a feeling and it's active ingredients that do what the product says they're going to do. And
then the fat that you said you can, it's like, it's clean. And then when you mean by clean, you can eat it. And then I was,
you can literally eat it.
And now remind me, because one of the guys is recently telling me is that, you know, he doesn't understand like why women so picky about lipstick, because he was saying, I'm going to kiss that off. And then whatever the lipstick, doesn't matter that how pretty that is, I'm eating that lipstick. It doesn't taste good. Mm-hmm. So
no.
Yeah.
It's, but honestly, it's kind of like lingerie. You just like it looks good for a second, then it's on the floor.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, I've always been very health conscious and always concerned about, number one, what I'm putting in my body, but what people don't realize is the things that you put on your skin, your deodorants, your perfumes, the laundry detergent that you use, all that, that's coming into contact with your body, and your skin is porous. So it's taking all of that in. And the way that this works is, the way that the female body works is that we have a mucous membrane, like in the vulva and in the vagina. And so it absorbs the actives, right? And so if your vagina is absorbing the actives through the mucous membrane, I wanted to make sure that it was clean.
Oh, yeah, so, totally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we had we have six ingredients. We started off with 12. And originally we were oil based, which meant that it wasn't compatible with latex. And then I was like, no. It has to be compatible with latex.
Right.
So we cut the oil, added in other actives, and then we went from like 12 to 9 to 8 to 7. And then we finally got the desired result with 6 and couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
So that's the product. Yeah. I just basically give people orgasms. Like, that's my job. So
how fun is that? Right. So from like, not that lawyer's bad, but real estate, you know, sending out a letter of intent to giving people orgasm. I mean, I would love to have your job.
Honestly, I say this all the time. I'm like, even today my friend messaged me and he was like, happy Monday. And I was like, he's like, you know, trying to have a good day. I'm like, it's a Monday, baby. Like, all I'm going to do all day is read reviews and see people being like, this changed my sex life.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, talk about giving people something that they're missing, or if they're not missing, enhancing something that they already love to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like you bring much more happiness in people by doing this than I don't know, letter of intent.
Yeah. You know, like those letters of intent, they could get pretty sticky.
Been there, done that. I totally with
Yeah.
you. And it's really cool because I even noticed when I talk about your career journey and then how you describe what you had to do as a lawyer and then the beauty and then now this, I can just see your face where you like smile and you're like really excited about it. So I can tell this is something you, I don't know, I giving people orgasm is your purpose. I don't know what to tell you.
Honestly. And you know, the other thing is, I feel like, and I'm sure I've listened to like a million episodes of your podcast. And so you have so many amazing women on here talking about like their life, their struggles. But one of the things that I feel like women don't talk about enough, and I get this in your podcast, and so I was so excited to come on and talk about this, is where our power stems from. Like we always talk about as women needing to fight against something negative. Like, we never talk about our power from a pleasure standpoint, like using pleasure as the starting point for our power instead of
Ooh, I
using like
love
something
that.
negative,
You
right?
know what is so funny you bring this out because I was just reading Napoleon, what's his last name? Hill or whatever. And he was saying one of the force, one of the power that we use is actually sexual energy.
Female energy, divine feminine energy,
And people don't
pleasure,
talk
like
about it. You're right.
never. When you come from a place of lack, I feel like we're always fighting against something, and it comes across, you're not a, you can't be as successful in getting your message across because it's not going to be palatable to everyone. And I find I come from a place of happiness and a place of like, let's talk about how we can be politically effective, how we can be intellectually effective, how we can have agency over our bodies, starting from this positive pleasure standpoint. And I found so much more success. And that is not, you know, riding on or maybe talking negatively about anyone that's come before me and has done it a different way, because without them, I wouldn't be where I am. But I do think it's time that we talk about this in a much more, with a much more positive mindset. And so, like, if you go
Amazing.
through any of the stuff on my website, any of the podcasts I've done, I always start from a point of pleasure because I want people to know that, like, we're here to uplift you and to make you feel good. We're not here to tell you, like, everything is bad. Like, no, everything's not always amazing, but they can be. And let's try this different way. Sure.
Okay. So Felicia, it was really funny because me and my girlfriend recently, we've been discussing about feminine energy. And here you are. And in my podcast, I always want to empower other women. And everybody who come into my show, they always have like how to empower other women and how to find power with themselves. Can you explain to me how you feel like the feminine energy from the pleasure point and how is it within? Is that like, how you explain that?
I felt like I was always fighting against something, and I was always on an uphill battle, and it was difficult for me to express the things I wanted to express, say the things I wanted to say, be the person that I wanted to be, because I was always coming like guns a-blazing, and it was more of a masculine energy. And so I took, you know, a step back and really asked myself, like, what was the person that I wanted to be? Who was the person that I wanted to be? Did I always want to be on edge? Did I always want to be on guard? Did I always want to be this protector? And not to say that you can't be protective, in your feminine energy, it's just a different way of expressing it. And so I decided that I was just going to like release all of that and really come at things from a different perspective. And that for me, again, as we mentioned, is the pleasure point of view. And I find that, you know, people think that when you talk about like masculine and feminine energy, that as a woman, you have to be like a wallflower and subdue it and laid back and totally agreeable to everything. And it's not like that at all. It's just instead of always being in like fight or flight mode, you are approaching questions or problems or issues or life and happiness in life from this different perspective. And so instead of being, you know, like always, like I mentioned, on edge, you just are a little bit more go with the flow. Still able to express yourself, but express yourself differently. And when I started doing that, when I started just instead of being like hyper fixated and on edge and nervous and really just like release the things that weren't for me and let life and really enjoy life, life started being like immensely better than it had ever been before. And so I say that for women, I think what divine feminine energy means for every woman is different. For me, it meant not being as on edge, not being as combative, and really just sort of like letting life happen and going with where life was taking me instead of fighting against it. But I think that getting to know what is that divine feminine energy for you starts with understanding your brain, your body, and what makes those things work in congruence together. And then you'll start feeling what that divine feminine energy is. Because for some other women, being more agreeable is not them being their most feminine, because that goes against who they are. So I think, I feel, we mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast, we're so ashamed of our sexual selves and the things that bring us passion and pleasure. We're always told to put that to the side. And so in your most vulnerable moment, if you don't know the things that make you happy, how are you going to show up in other parts of your life? How are you going to advocate for yourself in other parts of your life? So starting from this place of getting to know your body is a whole different way of getting to know who you are as a person. And that really is stepping into your divine feminine energy. Because beautiful. What might be feminine for me is not feminine for you.
Oh my God. But this is beautiful said. I am so glad that you are on the podcast and sending this message out to other women. And I really, really wish what you said have resonated with other women. Because, you know, it's, if not for other women, you're actually speaking to me. So that was one of the topics that I was, you know, I have this discussion with my girlfriend. What is a feminine energy and how powerful is that? And then, as you know, I was trained as a lawyer, we like the advocate, right? So we always have to be the warrior, the masculine suit, pretty much, or that we thought we have to be strong in a masculine energy, and we want to empower women in the more, I don't know, it's not like the masculine energy empowering women, but we thought we had to conquer something.
And yes.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like pleasure, it's like receiving in a way.
Right, exactly. And you know what? It's so interesting because this is such a controversial topic, because people are like, oh, well, I can't be this. And why are you telling me what feminine is? And why are you telling me what masculine is? And I'm not saying that at all. Like, right. I never want that to be my message. My message is just, you don't always have to be fighting against something. Sometimes you can just take a step back and approach things in a softer way. And for me, that works. It's like, there's this whole trend on TikTok now about like doing Pilates, right? And how it can change people's bodies. And it's like, well, how can it change people's bodies? It's a really low impact way of working out. It could never do the same thing that, you know, like hardcore cardio and working out, but it does. And what's the reason? Because your hormones are not like completely out of whack. You know, your body, your brain, your mind is not always, like I mentioned, in fight or flight mode. Right. And I feel like just like pulling us back from this like very recent, you know, sort of way of being, which is like, we always have to be like, it's just going to bring so much more openness and so much more happiness to people's lives. And it's, there's just something about, like I mentioned before, approaching situations, people, problems, issues, even things that make you happy from a point of pleasure. It really lets you go deep with that issue, because you're not like laser focused on like, how will I survive? Like, how can I enhance the pleasure that I'm already feeling? You know what I mean?
And then to speak, it totally showing your product, how you were saying the ingredient that you were using, okay, that doesn't work. Let's go on the next one. Mm-hmm. And now you have the perfect ingredient for this amazing product. Yeah.
Well, it's so funny because on that point exactly, I was getting frustrated when we were formulating that the ingredients that I had wanted to use were not giving the desired product and not giving the desired result. And so instead, what I did was, instead of like force fitting ingredients into the product, we worked the other way. And so I said, this is what I want this product to do. Let's work backwards. And then let's start, instead of saying, these are the ingredients that we want, let's make the desired result. We said, this is the desired result. Let's get the ingredients that work.
Beautiful.
And when we just like shifted our mindset and shifted how we were, you know, perceiving the problem and solving the problem, all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, we had the product. So, you know, it's just a different way of approaching life. And I feel like you get this too. Like in law, you're always just like, okay, like on to the next case file. I have to docket my time. Like, how am I going to do this? Blah, blah, blah. It's so fast paced and it works and it's fun and it's exciting, but you get burned out. That's a
very
big problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's the energy wasting, I think, because you burn a lot of energy in that. Yeah.
100%. And as soon as I shifted, of course, I don't have to docket my time now. I have like different rules and responsibilities to sort of live by. But as soon as I shifted my mindset to approaching every day from like, what's going to bring me the most pleasure? Of course, there are stressors of life. And some days I'm high strung. My life just completely changed. And I, like you said, like even when I talk about law, I don't talk about it with the same twinkle that I talk about.
No, and I felt you when you said that. And you're right. I can feel the joy that you have, the passion mm-hmm. that you have for, you know, this company. I see it. Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing is, I'll say one more thing because I want to bring it full circle to what you said about like always needing to be a warrior woman. I think that we might, I mean, they've done, warrior women have done so much amazing, so many amazing things for feminism, for women, for our rights, for our positions that we hold in society. Yeah. We wouldn't be here even having this conversation about a sexual wellness product without them. But I think that the more we proliferate ideas of struggle, the more attention that gets, the more airtime that gets. And I think that if we start sort of like looking at things from a different perspective, we can start highlighting the things that we actually want to see get highlighted, which is pleasure, which is passion, which is happiness.
And we deserve all that. We, I mean, we're 100%. Doing the reason why all those people were, all those women before us paid the role for us is for us to have all that, to enjoy
exactly.
all that. Yeah.
Exactly. And so I'm just happy that like we have the ability to talk about things like sexual wellness, things that bring us happiness, that bring us pleasure, exploring your body. Like that's where we're at in society now. And I'm just can't wait to see where we'll be in 20 years from now.
And it's empowerment. It's like empowerment for women. I mean, because men can easily talk about their sexual lives, like not a big deal. In fact, they brag about it. And the women just kind of, no. Like, it's almost like
women, you know what?
Wasn't entitled
it's so
to
funny.
It. Yeah.
Right. And so I always, we did this TikTok on our TikTok, and I basically called myself a whore, and everybody was very lit up about it. And I was saying, I'm reclaiming the word because I'm not, and the traditional definition and traditional sense of the word, I'm not. I always make the joke for somebody that owns a sex company, you would be very surprised at how little sex I really do have. But I just think that it's like, it's time to reclaim the things that people say about us just for wanting to talk about sex, not even have it, but just talk about it. You know, like that was the first thing when I introduced this company to the people around me. They said, well, aren't you afraid people are going to call you a whore? And I'm like, not really, because I'm not going out there, quote unquote, being a whore. And even if I was, that's my decision.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, like I can do that. And so I went on TikTok and basically called myself a whore.
I'm so proud of you, sister. Yeah. No, I
and
am.
I was like, that's it. Right. Yeah. Because like, if I call myself an ingest and I reclaim the word and it means to me what it means to me, and it can mean whatever you want to you, like good for me. And men can go out and, you know, like brag about having sexual encounters with women and do this, and nobody bats an eyelash. I don't do that. I simply call myself a whore in jest, and it's like a whole breakdown of society.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try and make light of what the company is, while also maintaining sort of our underlying ethos that it's like we just want to empower women to explore, discover their pleasure in whatever iteration that is.
And I'm thank you for that, and for all of the women out there. I mean, we need more women, people like you, to do that and stand up and for us not to be ashamed to talk about sexuality, right? And then actually come up with product that would make everything more pleasurable and clean, which is awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was the best part about the company is when I get like the reviews, and people like will write me emails, and because I love to email the customers, I love to call them, and because like we're still a small company, so it's like I get to sort of like call them or email them, and people are like, "This is a gift for my wife; she's so excited," or "This is a gift for my best friend; she's been complaining about, you know, like pelvic floor dysfunction and pelvic floor pain when, you know, she's having sex, and I can't wait to give this to her." And then I follow up, and they're just like, "It worked; she loved it." I'm like, so excited because it's like we should be able, our communal health as women depends on our ability to talk about things that are going on with our fertility, things that are going on in our body, but we're embarrassed. Like one of the girls that is very, very close to me in my organization had vulvodynia for a very long time and had no idea what was going on in her body, had so many doctors telling her, she didn't have any problem, this is normal, this is normal, but she was going through immense, intense pain. Having doctors shun us for wanting to talk about what's going on in our body and telling us that's normal, like that's a problem. And so if we can get more companies like Rooney, if we could get more voices like mine and like yours who provide a platform for people like me to talk about this, then we can, you know, in 5 years or next year or in 10 years, we can have less women going to doctors being number one, ashamed, number one, embarrassed, and number two, being told, oh, it's normal, you know, and we can actually get healthcare that we need.
And you're right. The claiming is how you define yourself, the word meaning to you. And I applaud that you called yourself a whore on TikTok. I get
you. You know what?
Yeah.
It only got like 1200 views, but that was enough.
What? I'm not on TikTok, but I should. I would definitely support. I was like, that's my girl. Good for you.
Yeah. I'll send you the video when we're done. It's very, I think it's the funniest TikTok we have. My friends are 50-50 split on it, but I just say like, live in your truth. Like, because who cares? Like,
but it's you. It doesn't matter. It's you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know the truth of what I do when I shut down the computer and the lights go out, but I know what people are saying about me as well, because I go on podcasts, on TikTok, on, you know, interviews, and I talk about having sex in this free way. And I know it makes people uncomfortable, but the more that I do this, the better it's going to be for all women, all people with vulvas to come out and express themselves, to explore themselves. Like, how many times when I was going for bachelorette parties to go buy, you know, like things at the adult stores, and I was like embarrassed of who was going to see me, but it's like, why? Like, I'm going in to find products that are going to make me feel good. And they weren't even for to make me feel good. They were for bachelorette parties. And I wish I could like go back to that girl and be like, go in there and have a good time. Like, talk about sex, talk about products and explore, because that's what they're there for. You know, and so I'm trying to basically like even the playing field a bit.
No, and you're doing a great job. And I'm glad that you went on TikTok, you went on podcasts. And the more you talk about it, is it make other women who are scared to share the true opinion or to feel it's okay for them to do it. You just make it more normalized for them. So thank you. Great job. Yay. Thanks. Well, the time is almost up. I'm so glad that you're here today. So what would be, so I always ask this question for all my guests, because this is one of two, it's like a mentorship, also empower the women. What would you say to the younger self of you?
Oh my God, keep going. Yeah. You know, I remember being in university and feeling just like I didn't belong. And I had this idea of who I wanted to be, which was a lawyer, but I knew it wasn't what I was going to do long term. I always just knew I wanted to do something like crazy. And I knew law was not going to be it. But just keep going. Like, wherever you are in that moment is exactly where you need to be, because you're either going to be learning something about yourself, be learning about other people that you're with, or learning about how to get to the place that you really want to go. So just keep going, because you're exactly where you need to be.
Thank you. That's beautiful. And everybody, keep going. And like she was saying, don't rush. Be patient. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, and you'll be okay. And you might come up with something, whatever crazy you think it is, you are actually helping many other people. So thank you. And I can't wait to try it. I need to find a partner first.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. But also, we have like the best merch. It's the cutest merchandise. I'm going to send you a t-shirt. You're going to die. They're like so cute.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to take a picture and I'm sending it to you.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Well, it's so nice meeting you. Thank you so much. And then sorry about the little.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, anytime. We're going to talk. We're going to, I'm going to follow up with you. I'm going to tell you how it goes. I will call you up. So.
Yay, I can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Nice talking to you. Okay. Bye.